Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies expected in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, WADA reports that former President Trump threatened a strong response in Iran following missile attacks on American bases, coming in just 45 minutes ago. Also, the Jerusalem Post informs us that Hezbollah has shifted to guerrilla warfare, including drone strikes, as the group prepares for a prolonged conflict, coming in just moments ago. Also this hour, I-24 News warns that Iran and Hamas are stepping up their attack plots in the West Bank, based on earlier reporting. Separately, JTA highlights that Representative Randy Fine denounced the rise of Islam in America at a recent GOP Jewish conference, a story from 6 hours ago. And finally, Iran's foreign ministry accuses U.S. sanctions of threatening international law, according to open-source intel reported by OSINT 613 earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source analyst OSINT 613 noted earlier today that Iran's foreign ministry views U.S. sanctions as a threat to international law and criticizes what they call lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, wrote earlier that a recent Wall Street Journal story showcases the arrogance of great powers, drawing parallels with the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Gideon Saar, Israel's Minister of Justice, posted earlier that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the U.S. response to missile attacks. As reported by WALA, former President Trump told Fox News that the U.S. will hit Iran hard following recent missile launches targeting American bases. Trump's remarks underscore the escalating tensions between the two nations. This could lead to further instability in the region. Turning to the shift in Hezbollah's tactics, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has encountered several Hezbollah operatives in recent months, indicating a move towards guerrilla warfare and drone strikes. Analysts at the Alma Center suggest this is part of a strategy for prolonged conflict. This shift could mean increased security challenges for Israel along its northern borders. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights concerns over Iran and Hamas plotting increased attacks in the West Bank. Israeli officials warn that these plots could destabilize the region further. The threat underscores the ongoing security challenges faced by Israel. In another development, JTA reports that during a GOP Jewish conference, Representative Randy Fine criticized the growing influence of Islam in America. His comments reflect tensions within U.S. political circles concerning religious and cultural shifts. This rhetoric could influence future political discourse and policymaking. Finally, the criticism from Iran's foreign ministry on U.S. sanctions comes amid heightened tensions. As reported by OSINT 613, Iran views these sanctions as a violation of international norms. This adds another layer of complexity to U.S.-Iran relations. On the economic front. First, Globes reports that Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is blaming Israel for the migrant crisis in Ceuta, alleging disinformation spread through Israeli social networks. These claims lack evidence and could strain diplomatic relations. Separately, according to WALA Business, the cost of childcare during summer vacations is hitting parents hard. Many workers started the vacation period without sufficient leave days, leading to financial strain. This highlights the need for better family support structures in Israel. And finally, CTEC notes the rise of unregulated therapeutic farms for PTSD treatment. Hundreds of organizations have emerged since October, offering services to trauma victims. This unregulated market raises concerns about the quality and safety of treatments provided. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.